is Bart Ruth from Rising City, Nebraska, farm about an hour west of Omaha. Corn and soybeans, a mixture of irrigated and non-irrigated, and have been involved with American Soybean Association a decade and a half ago. I was president of that group, and now have been working on renewable energy projects with 25 by 25 and solutions from the land, and now climate smart agriculture.
Talking today with farm broadcasters, looking at meeting that goal of 25 by 25. Share a little bit more about what that means and where you are so far.
Well, back in about 2004, a group of American farmer leaders said that, kept us sitting around talking about the role that American agriculture would play in our nation's renewable energy supply, and decided to kick off this effort with a goal of achieving 25% of our nation's energy coming from renewable resources by the year 2025. So early on, it was a mix of projects. You know, every portion of our country, every region had something they could contribute, whether it was biofuels, wind, solar, hydro, the whole mix, the whole portfolio of renewables. And I'm happy to say that today we're about almost 12% of our nation's energy, electrical energy supply comes from renewable resources, which I think is a good first step. But we've seen people's emphasis on this decline the last few years as oil prices have come down, transportation fuel has gotten cheaper. So it's not exactly a top-of-mind issue for a lot of consumers, but we need to keep pushing our policymakers to push us in this direction, because it makes sense not only financially, economically for rural America, but it's also a security issue, too, that if we can produce more of energy homegrown, then it's better for our nation's security as well.
Are there specific regions that have a greater renewable fuel or other alternative energy presence than others?
Well, so far, I would say the biofuels industry has benefited the Midwest probably greater than any other area, just because of the quicker adoption of the technology. When we look at biofuels, it's contributing $44 billion a year to our nation's gross domestic product, and $24 billion of that goes directly to agriculture. So that's a huge industry that we've sort of built from the ground up. But it serves as a model for other regions, other technologies. Wind is finally getting a little more traction. Last year, there were $900 million paid out in leases for wind turbines. $220 million of that went directly to farmers and ranchers across the country. The technology on the solar side has increased dramatically over the past decade, so it's a lot more efficient. Another area that has huge potential is the biogas industry with our nation's dairies. Potentially, there's a $3 billion a year market there for rural landholders and local businesses. So it's a lot of opportunity. It's just a matter of getting our mindset to do it and developing those technologies. But I think it's a huge economic driver for rural America, and hopefully the new administration will recognize that, you know, they obviously had a groundswell of support from our nation's rural areas, so we need to be looking at ways to improve the economic conditions in those rural areas. And renewables is a great way to do that.
Looking at some of the sustainability factors, how does that play into some of the discussions we're having and looking at some of that stewardship?
Well, there's obviously a huge renewed interest in this country about soil health and soil quality, and then you blend that with the need to capture carbon and address some of the climatic issues. We've been working extensively on that because, as we've seen farmers adopt new technologies to deal with a changing climate. I mean, whether you believe that climate change is man-made or whether it's just a natural cycle, we're recognizing that we do have more dramatic rain events. So we're farming differently, we're adapting. So the key to that is adapting in a positive way that adds dollars to your bottom line, makes you more sustainable in the same process, and builds resiliency in the system. We need to develop a system where our production is constant, we're not seeing these huge fluctuations based on weather. So that's another thing that we can kind of address with this new administration from the economic standpoint rather than the environmental aspect that the last administration seemed to embrace more readily.
You said you farmed yourself. What are some practices that you're implementing that kind of tie within these lines?
Well, we switched to predominantly no-till a decade ago. A lot of the new technology we're using with the integrated systems in our tractors and combines, developing a huge database, knowing which acres are more productive, intensifying production on those acres, and maybe holding back on some of the inputs on areas that you know just aren't going to produce regardless of how much input you put onto them. So I think it's just a matter of farmers adopting that technology. So our Global Climate Smart initiative grew out of the fact that this effort was underway in other parts of the world. Europe was taking a lead developing a global climate smart agriculture, and there was a bit of a void in North America that we were doing it, but we weren't engaged in the international conversation. So A group of farmer leaders stepped up and said, we need to be involved in this. In many ways, we are leading the world in adopting this new technology and new farming practices. So that's where we're at today. We're trying to have a role in developing these global policies, and it's going to be an interesting discussion going forward now with the seismic shift in the administration here in the U.S. that's going to impact those conversations globally. So I think we need to get in early, talk about the positive economic benefits that these changes can implement, and be ready to move forward.
And Bart, any last thoughts to wrap us up with?
Well, I think it's just a case where consumers need to be aware of the role that renewables can play, the value that it brings to all areas of the country, and continue to push policymakers to go down that path. It's easy to get distracted when you're paying under $2 a gallon for fuel at the pump, but we know that's a short-term scenario, and you know, what goes down is always going to go back up, so we need to be vigilant in moving forward with renewables.